Agenda item number four, report and possible discussion on legislative update by Matt Phillips, Government and Customer Relations Manager.
All right, can y'all hear me good?
Yeah.
Well, it's that time of year again. We're back in session. Everybody applaud. Be happy. It's a silly season, as they call it. I'm just going to talk about a few things that have been going on since the legislative session started and just give you at least somewhat of a preview of what we think is to come, although we can never accurately predict everything. One of the biggest themes of this next session is going to be a lot of new faces, as anybody that reads the paper know. We have a bunch of new statewide elected officials for the first time in a very long time, especially at the top of the ticket. New governor, lieutenant governor, comptroller, ag commissioner, land commissioner. So there's going to be a bit of feeling out process. You know, you get used to a certain crop of folks for, you know, going on 10 to 14 years. That's going to change a little bit, so it'll be interesting to see how that works. We also have a lot of new faces in the House and the Senate. 30 new House members and 9 new senators. The Senate one is a little bit more significant because that body usually has a lot less turnover than that. So to have 9 new members, including a new presiding officer in the Senate, is a pretty big deal. So the speed of that body and how it functions and how the committees function will all kind of be subject to change this session. So it'll be something to kind of watch out for. Major activity thus far. First day of session, there was a speaker's race, quote unquote. It was never really in doubt the outcome of that election, but they did have a record vote in which Representative Strauss retained his speakership and was reelected as Speaker of the House. The inauguration took up quite a bit of time getting ready for and getting to that day, which was last Tuesday. It's the first one of those that we've had in a while, in addition to the inaugural ball. And then the biggest fireworks in the Senate that have happened thus far are changes to the Senate's quote-unquote two-thirds rule. It's not an actual rule. It's just a procedure or a tradition. They're at one time required two-thirds of the body to vote to bring up something for discussion, so full body, 21 members. It's now been changed to 3/5, so it'll require only 19 members to bring up an item for discussion. So that will cause a pretty significant change in how the Senate operates, given the fact that, you know, for the last umpteen years they've operated under the two-thirds rule, and now they'll be moving to a 3/5 rule. Bill statistics, I'll show you all this at the beginning of every session, and I always get asked, is this high or low? Right now it's a little low. It's a little slower than the pace of previous sessions. I assume a lot of that's due to the amount of new members, but I assume that will also pick up. The bill filing deadline is in March, so I assume, you know, obviously there'll be way more than 1,200 filed. We're tracking about 100 right now, which is pretty normal, and again, I assume that'll go up as well. And then water-related issues for this session. We've talked a little bit about groundwater in the past. There already have been brackish groundwater bills filed and aquifer storage and recovery bills filed, both of which, or all of which, are aimed at attempting to make developing those resources easier from a regulatory standpoint, make them more of an option for water providers. So in that sense, they're a good thing. The devil's always in the details on those, and there will be a lot of discussion on how much regulation is necessary for brackish groundwater, how much regulation is necessary for aquifer storage and recovery, and who should oversee it. So there'll be a lot of discussion on that, but we anticipate that we could at least see some progress on those two sources of water, which will make developing them significantly easier or at least more predictable in the future. Water right permitting. As we know, we've been involved in water right permitting process for a long time. There have been bills filed this session that are meant to speed up the water right permitting process, to put hard and fast deadlines in statute as to how long TCEQ can take to process a water right permit. That same piece of legislation was filed last session and it did not pass, so this is its second try. It is being filed and being accompanied by a request by TCEQ for additional resources to help them process permits faster. So it's one of those things that kind of goes hand in hand. They'll be in accordance with the legislation, should it pass, they'll be required to process permits faster, but hopefully they will also get additional staff to help them process permits faster. And I think the logic behind this is, you know, the legislature passed Prop 6 and the voters approved it. We're giving a bunch of money toward development of new water resources, but all the money in the world doesn't matter if you don't have a permit. And so folks are trying to help that process move faster. Citizen panels. This is something that's been mentioned by the governor and the lieutenant governor. The lieutenant governor set up a group of citizen-appointed panels to help advise the Senate and the legislature as they go through their business. And the governor has talked about the possibility of replacing the Sunset Commission with a citizen-appointed panel, as opposed to a panel appointed by the legislature or committee made up of legislators. Where that'll go, I don't know, and how those panels will interact both with the legislature and with entities like us and other agencies is kind of hard to tell. Just like with the new membership of both bodies, there will kind of be a feeling out process for how that'll go and again, how it will affect policy and overall agency operations. Lake levels, that's an issue that we imagine will likely be brought up this session. It is not exclusive to our basin, as we've discussed, but you know, for better or worse, regardless of the drought, you know, there are interests that believe that, you know, boats and jet skis and recreational use of water is in some way more important than using those reservoirs for their intended purpose of water supply. And that's a discussion the legislature is going to have. Where it'll go, it's hard to say. And again, it will not be exclusive to the Brazos Basin. There are other basins that are dealing with it as well. And then oversight. That's something that we at least have a discussion about every session, not just specific to BRA, but related to water districts in general, whether they be MUD, SUDs, WCIDs, and river authorities, and what the proper area of oversight is for those bodies. Candidly, I would tell you that a lot of that comes from people being mad at us about lake levels. At the end of the day, when that group of interests can't win that argument on the merits, they tend to turn to things like accountability and transparency and you must be doing something wrong, whether that's true or not. Now, what we do have, at least over the last 2 years, is the benefit of having gone through two audits, one by the State Auditor's Office and one by the Legislative Budget Board, both of which, for the most part, have said that we're doing our job, we're doing it correctly, and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, especially as it relates to the operation of our reservoirs and our water sales and use policies and contracts. So we've at least been through that process. Now, not all water districts and river authorities have gone through it. What the additional oversight might be, obviously there's always talk of Sunset Commission. I imagine that will likely get brought back up again, but we'll just have to kind of see where the discussion goes. So, next slide. Actually, I know that I'm doing it. Just kidding. And I think that's it. I'll be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Looks like you covered it good.